America is at a crossroads. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're looking at what it takes to tackle a contagious fear. We'll talk to a few ministry leaders about the concerns and prayer needs involved in rebuilding. These are the Great Commission stories developing behind the headlines. We're moving away from our traditional news coverage today. Today, we feel it's necessary to unify and equip the body of Christ through prayer. With the shootings of law enforcement in Dallas, America's seething with grief and turmoil. In a show of unity, Dallas's religious leaders prayed together on Friday afternoon at the mayor's office. But the reality is, believers are unsure about how to help. We asked Tom Doyle of E3 Partners, a global ministry leader and a member of the Dallas community, to lead us in prayer.
Father, we just come to you as your children, and we ask, Father, for you to just calm the situation in our nation and with the officers killed in Dallas. Father, we pray for their families. Would you just put your arms around them? We pray for the city of Dallas. We also pray for our nation that seems to be more divided than ever right now. So we ask you, Lord, to intervene in our country right now. Pull us together as your children, as the body of Christ. May we stand as one and seek you. Would you do a miracle, Lord? We're your children. We're on our faces before you, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Minnesotans are also shocked and heartbroken, but believers have the tools to be part of the solution. Bill Meyer is the morning drive time host of Faith Radio in Minnesota, and he shares these thoughts.
Father, our hearts break at what's happened over the past few days with the deaths of Philandro Castile here in Minnesota, Alton Sterling in Louisiana, and the senseless revenge murders of those five police officers in Dallas. Lord, we pray for all of their family members and for the colleagues of the Dallas policemen. Lord, we also pray for racial reconciliation in this country. We confess that we have a sin problem. We tend to focus on ourselves and our own agenda, and we often fail to have empathy for those who are different from us. And Lord, I pray specifically for the pastors in St. Paul and Baton Rouge in Dallas. I ask that you would help white pastors and black pastors to be strong and courageous, to deepen their relationships with each other, and to speak the truth in love to their congregations and their communities. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mission Network News and One Way Ministries merged recently to support each other's mission and vision. As the United States fights for stability, our PrayerCast ministry helps us to pray with focus. We're led today by One Way's Chris Ruge.
Almighty God, we come before you and we're pleading for your mercy. God, we see what happens in Dallas and in Louisiana and in Minnesota. And God, we are surrounded by anger and by rage and by hatred. Would you bring peace? You are the only way, God, and there is no peace outside of you. God, bring conviction and bring repentance. And bring healing. And let your name be praised again in this land for your glory and for the sake of our nation. And we ask in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, the only name by which we may be saved. Amen.
And finally, Lucas Coach of Food for the Hungry says the impact of this turmoil around the world is a reminder of the need for believers to focus on faith, hope, and a deeper love for the Lord and others.
Out, and that should give us a renewed sense of humility as we reach out to others and also to recognize by those we get to walk with in the developing world. The U.S. or no developed nation by any means is a utopian society. All those things should point us to our Savior. We are trying to see His will done on earth as it is in heaven and keep working towards those ends.
Coach says that how believers in the United States respond speaks volumes to the world.
Believers don't have the luxury of pessimism. Either what we're doing matters or it doesn't. We do have to remain vigilant without despairing.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.